Hey everyone, you're watching The Vampire Diaries After Show, Season 7, Episode 22, Gods and Monsters. It's the season finale. Can't wait to talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. I wanna hold them like they do in
Texas, please. Yeah, that's a good one.
Like a robot, you know, hit it.
I don't know if I can do it that well.
I don't know. I feel like I'm just doing random moves.
That was kind of fun, though.
Thanks. All right. Hello, everyone. It's the season finale of Vampire Diaries. I'm your host, Tiana Hobson. You can find me on Twitter at TheTianaHobson. I am also on YouTube in our live chat role. I'm going to be playing double duty tonight, so I'm going to try and read you guys' comments and questions that you might have as best as I can, but bear with me, please. Joining me tonight, I've got the wonderful Katie Campbell.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And we've got a very special guest panelist joining us for the finale tonight. We've got Ruby Polanco of Ruby's Makeup Academy.
Hey, guys. Thank you. You can find me at Beauty by Ruby and Twitter.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Ruby is a huge fan of Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
She was telling me before the show that she's seen every single episode.
Every single one.
Religious watcher.
Yes.
So you fit right in with this table.
I love it. I was so excited to be invited.
It's the best show ever.
It is. It's a great show.
So the calling question we have to ask right off the bat, Are you Team Stefan or Team Damon?
What can I tell you? I like both of them.
Okay.
But right now, Damon.
Yay!
He's a good guy right now, so I love him.
Yeah, Katie is the ultimate Stefan, lover of Stefan.
Stefan is my Prince lover.
Charming. Yes.
And I'm over here like, yeah, give me the bad boy, Damon. Woo! Yeah. Sadly, Jordana and Sam are both out for the finale. Sam just had surgery on her foot, so if you guys make sure you go find her and send her well wishes. She's doing great. She's hanging out with her cat at home. She's having a great time. So before we get into tonight's episode, you know, we bring you guys all this content for free. So, you know, one of the ways we're able to do that is by having special sponsors. And tonight our sponsor is Chapman University, which is located in Orange County, California. It's 16 miles from the beach and a little over 30 miles from LA and only minutes away from Disneyland and Angel Stadium. This is a beautiful campus. It's 75 acres. It's in the heart of the city of Orange, which if you've never been to Orange, it's such a great city with old values, and they have all these, in the summertime, they have all these street fairs and markets and stuff, and you can go there and get fresh produce, or there's a random band playing, and there's beer festivals and everything. It's one of my favorite places to go visit for a nice little leisure weekend outside of LA. But Chapman has 10 different schools and colleges and more than 100 different majors and programs, and so there's literally something for everyone. Chapman is a comprehensive university that still provides personalized attention for its students. Classes are small, and the student-faculty ratio is 14 to 1, which if you go to a bigger school, you're going to be a number in your professor's head. They might not know your name. At Chapman, they're going to know who you are. If you miss class, they're going to be there to help you get through all your classes and make sure you graduate. So it's a great experience. If you want to get more information on Chapman, you can visit www.chapman.edu/information. That's www.chapman.edu/information. And Chapman is C-H-A-P-M-A-N. Chapman University. Check it out, guys. All right. Now let's get into tonight's finale episode. Overall reaction. Katie's already giving me...
I am. I was on the edge of my seat for most of this episode. I teared up, but what else is new? And I just hate finales because I want this to keep going on forever.
It's hard.
Me too. I was in tears.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a great finale, though.
It was. Yeah. It was a good finale. And I don't know how many times I thought Enzo was about to die during that whole him and Bonnie scene, which we'll get into in a little bit.
I can't wait to talk about that. It was just so emotional.
Stressful.
Like,
Yeah. It was stressful. It was like exciting. I'm sitting there. I'm screaming at my TV. My dad's telling me, you know, what are you even talking about right now? I'm like, Dad, I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to the TV.
You're talking to Enzo.
I'm talking to Enzo. Leave me alone. So let's get into it. So Enzo and Damon have this idea of how to save Bonnie, who's the hunter. So Damon is first, he tries to, you know, blow up the house to get the spell to break.
Which is hilarious. I love that opening scene.
And then his face when, yeah, like, it doesn't work. Yeah. That was amazing.
He was like, oh, well, that didn't work.
That's so powerful, that spell.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it was made by a Bennett witch.
Yeah.
You know us witches.
Mm-hmm.
We're very powerful.
Yes, you are a witch over there.
I am a witch. But then, you know, his second plan is, hey, there's the twins. Or no, Valerie was his next plan, but Stefan, no one's heard from Valerie. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to find her. And then the third option is, hey, let's grab those twins who can siphon anything. And that raises a whole thing. So let's talk about Steriline for a little bit here. So Stefan and Caroline,
mm-hmm,
they're on the road. She's like, you're not going anywhere near my family. My girls are too young to be involved in this. How are you guys feeling about Caroline and her thoughts at this point?
I think that it's smart on her part because she's got to be protective. They're only 3 years old, you know, so it's a good initial first instinct. But I think it might be, you know, she needs to give it a second thought, which she did. And I'm glad, mm-hmm, she did. I don't know.
But she's such a good friend. I mean, yeah, she's literally letting the babies come into this scary house to do this just because of Bonnie. And
yeah,
so everybody's, you know, team Bonnie right now, trying to save her. Well, and they don't want to die also, so.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said everyone's team Bonnie right now, because one of the things Bonnie has always said is that, you know, she's always the one sacrificing herself,
right,
for her friends to save everyone, to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
And here you finally have the moment where everyone is dropping everything and putting their lives on the line to save Bonnie, because,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
Bonnie literally wants to kill all of them.
Right. Yeah, and she actually didn't even want to be saved
in the first place.
Yeah, in the first place.
So, you
that
know,
was so selfless, right? Like,
yeah,
she was just trying so hard just to let go and died. And I, mm-hmm, mean, she ended up not.
Yeah, but exactly. But I love that we got to hear that, you know, who was it? Lizzie had accidentally siphoned Caroline. So it's like, even though they're only three, they're already showing the signs of...
Yeah. This whole time, I've been thinking, why aren't we seeing that at all? You know, and they're so protective. Caroline and Alaric don't want them to be involved in this world. They want to keep them out of it. But it's inevitable. They're, mm-hmm, siphons. They're the part of the Gemini coven, right, whether they're going to do that whole ritual or not. They're part of it.
Yeah. They are part of it. And I think that the more you try to keep them out of it,
mm-hmm,
the more it's just going to be thrown into their lives. And that maybe if they're prepared for it, you know, if they start from a young age and they know what it's about and they know how to handle the powers and stuff, mm-hmm, then they're probably going to be more okay in the long run than, you know, being sheltered their whole life.
Right.
Yeah. Freaking out when something happens later on.
Yeah. But I am happy that, you know, Alaric, because ultimately this is his decision, because as much as Caroline, you know, carried them and has played the mother figure,
mm-hmm,
they're Alaric's kids, not hers. So, mm-hmm, the fact that, right, you know, he also is like, well, I'm going to do this to save the woman I love. The kids haven't been able to give their mom a hug in a week, and yeah, if we can stop that.
That was so sweet. I love that. Oh,
Alaric.
All right.
You have my heart, man. Alaric.
They're just so perfect.
Kind. He's so kind. Just how he recognizes what the situation is. And no matter what Caroline feels or what she will feel in the future, he's like, you know what? You're their mother figure. You know, we, mm-hmm, are a family.
And I love that he said that when they get to the house and, well, after it's all over, I guess.
Yeah.
And he tells her, you know, no matter what happens between us, we're going to make it work. The girls will still be in.
Right.
We're still a family,
mm-hmm,
basically. I love that. And, I mean, the girls are just so freaking cute. So let's talk about how they actually siphon this, because I guess it's something I forgot you have to do, where, like, you have to actually feel an emotion when you're siphoning.
Is that what it is?
I guess. It was kind of like that... I don't know if it was rage, per se, but...
Or is, yeah, maybe. Because
just them putting their hand on it wasn't enough. Caroline had to get them to feel.
Remember to lose something. Mm-hmm. They had to feel that pain of, I'm going to lose mommy.
Yeah.
And that made them, I don't know, angry or in pain enough to open the door. So that was pretty cool.
So is that what everybody does then? Like Valerie, when she siphons, she tries to think about pain or something? Or does she just maybe know at this point how to siphon?
I don't know. I think she knows though.
It like mm-hmm. I mean
yeah.
Like everything else, once you're grown up, you kind of feel that right. pain. You just know how to react and kind of like, you know, when you're a mom,
yeah.
right? At first, you don't know what you're doing, mm-hmm. but then as you're raising your kid, it's just an instinct. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what it is with Liz.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, yes, right?
With
Valerie. Sorry.
Yeah. It's like there's so many names.
I know.
I literally forgot someone's name in my notes. I just have a line. It's like that girl.
V? Are you talking about V?
The one in the hospital? Yeah. That's her. Yeah. I was just like, Enzo gets to see that other girl whose sister was in the army. Right. I had
to go back in my notes to check her name really quick.
See, and Katie keeps all of her notes from the entire season.
I do.
Tiana doesn't, so now we know why Katie's smarter than me.
Right. I love that. Like,
here's why Katie wins at life. I want to talk about Maddie Blue Eyes, too. So, was I the only one who was thinking in my head, oh my gosh, they're about to kill off Matt? Finally.
You know, I thought they were going to, too. I just feel so bad about the whole storyline of him accidentally killing Penny. It just really breaks my heart. And I feel like he's in total despair. And he just... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really thought they were going to go through with it.
I thought so, too.
Me, too. I thought that was it.
But then I was thinking, man, this is a terrible way for a character who's been here from the start to go down.
I know.
Like, because, okay, so to backtrack a little bit, Bonnie calls Caroline and is like, hey, you guys need to drive faster because I'm tailing on you. And she's got the sirens on in Matt's car.
Yeah.
And Matt, you know, he's trying to get his arms free so he can stop her. He finally does stop her, but by doing that, he crashes them into the middle of the forest, and then he's stuck in the car, and Bonnie's like, I know I should help you, but you're also going to try and stop me. So she just leaves him there.
With a broken leg, and something.
He was using the rifle to try and shimmy out, and I just, oh my gosh, I don't know, too much Final Destination or something. In my head, all I saw was, like, the shotgun going off and blowing up his foot or something.
And that's what I thought, too. I really thought that's how he was going to die.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to accidentally kill himself now.
Oh, and that was so not Bonnie, though, to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, like, don't leave him.
Yeah, so you could definitely save him. You could see that it was the huntress version side of her. Yeah. Like, and I love that she talked a lot about how her heart knows what she should do, but she just can't do it.
And that makes me think about Raina and her heart and how she feels. I still want to know who her boyfriend was, although Raina's gone.
Katie, you're the only one still wondering about that, too.
Maybe.
But it's okay. We still love you. Katie says yay.
Katie says yay.
But yeah, so Matt's stuck there, and then he's lost a lot of blood, so now he's hallucinating, and he sees Penny, and she's like, what do you want? And he's like, I just want to be with you. I want to, like, take me with you, please. And she's like, you know what? Your story is not done. You still have a little bit more to say and to do, and, you know, this is your life, but have you actually tried to make vampires not a part of it? Maybe you should do something about your life. And then he wakes up.
Do you guys think that's how they're taking him out of the show?
That's what I was wondering, if this was like a goodbye to Matt.
Right.
Without killing him off, he's just going to drive off in the sunset of his truck. And
yeah, kind of like Tyler did,
Jeremy did.
They went on their own little missions. But I think maybe he'll stay out of it for a while, because there's been a lot of, like, what's Matt doing, you know? And I think Penny did bring up a good point. He's in Mystic Falls protecting it from vampires, so he's not trying to get out of the vampire life.
Yeah, go to California.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a great state, from what I hear. I live here. That was my plug.
From what I hear.
Visit Southern California. It's sunny and shiny all the time.
Yeah.
Except for today, it was cold.
It is cold here.
It is cold here today. But yeah, so I don't know if we're saying bye to Matt. I was trying to read, you know, I love reading Julie's blog mm-hmm. on Entertainment Weekly. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows this. And if she says, if we lose a character, she always writes a goodbye to that character. And she didn't say anything about Matt. So I feel like he's maybe going to try to get away from it and leave. And maybe kind of like Alaric and Caroline mm-hmm. for a little while, he'll have that, you know, be out of the world and have a great life for a little while, and then somehow he's going to get warped back into it.
He'll have a summer vacation.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Probably.
I was going to say he should go camping in the woods somewhere, but with all the vampires that run around in the woods, that's probably not a good place to go.
He needs to go to Las Vegas and have some fun.
Yeah. Vegas. He should go to Vegas. Just go have a little fun in Vegas, Matt, and then come back when you've had time to heal and deal with the fact that you accidentally killed your fiance.
Oh, I hate that storyline.
I know. But then, you know, I didn't really like her, so...
Yeah, you know, did you feel like we got enough background about her? Because I feel like we didn't get enough of that story.
Right. It was just there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we didn't get a chance to actually like her or hate mm-hmm. her.
Yeah.
And then she was gone, so...
By the time we were getting the backstory of her, she was dead. Right. So.
Yeah.
But hey, she died and still got to be in like 3 episodes of the show. So, you know, cool. she's doing well as a ghost right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I did like that part of it. Like her saying, "You are in this world and you can't believe that I'm a ghost." That was funny.
It was true.
Right. So true.
Why is he thinking that's just so unrealistic?
Also, you've lost a lot of blood at this point, Matt. Like, you're probably seeing things or, you know. Didn't he see his sister after she had died?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Jeremy. Sorry. He used to see dead people.
But he did see her.
In between worlds. She was in between worlds. That's what happened at that.
When he drowned in the pool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
See? You guys know your Vampire Diaries history over here. That's why I keep them here. So then I also want to talk about, Benenzo, because I love me some Bonnie and Enzo, and it hurt my heart so much tonight. So in order to distract her from, because I guess I didn't realize that maybe because Bonnie's in love with Enzo, she was purposely not focusing on him, but she was focusing on, like, Caroline and...
But he was marked, right?
He was.
And... Oh, yeah, that's true.
He was not marked,
but
she was chasing Carol. She was more after Caroline and Stefan than she was him. So when he called her, that's when I went, oh, my gosh. She's not letting him in because she's still trying to protect him. Not saying that she's okay with killing Caroline.
Right.
But, you know, Bonnie has finally found the love of her life. And
her heart is beating for him right now. So that part of her, the heart that wants to... be kind to her friends is just very powerful for him right now.
Yeah. So he calls her and it's like, hey, I'm going to distract you. I need you to focus on me. Mm-hmm. Come and get me.
That was the ultimate sacrifice for love, really.
Seriously.
I was in tears.
Yeah.
That was like, no.
And it was so hot, too, the way he was so hot. And he's like, come and get me. And then he hung up the phone.
You're like, yes.
Yeah. I was like, yes, Enzo, okay, I will follow you anywhere right now.
I know.
But it doesn't work out so well because allegedly he runs out of gas and leads her straight to the cabin where they spent, you know, a year, 3 years, however long, trapped in there where they fell in love. And he's like, oh, I thought you might have one last dinner and all this stuff. And then she's like, Enzo, I can't. I want to, but I can't.
I know.
And then they full on start like fighting. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Bonnie's gonna kill him. Like, she has the stake in his heart. She's already like broken his leg at this point. He can't move.
And he's throwing her around. Like, she broke the table. Does she, with this Huntress stuff, did they get tough?
Yeah.
And a skilled fighter.
She was getting stronger and stronger as she's marking the vampire. So,
Yeah, because I was worried about her getting hurt. Although we need her to settle down for a second because she's trying to kill our friends.
Simmer down.
I know.
But she's, I was so proud of her because I'm like, look at Bonnie fighting back. But then I'm also on the other end. Don't fight Enzo. You love him. We love him. He's a good guy now. And his whole speech to her about how, you know, I want you to remember the good things, not this. I don't want you to remember this part. Remember the good.
I started crying.
Me too. Yeah.
Emotional wreck.
Because he just was like, she's saying, I'm sorry. And she was just so, you could see it in her face. Right. She really was sorry. And he just, I forgive you. As she's about to kill him. He loves her so much.
But he was willing to sacrifice himself. Mm-hmm. And so the whole time I'm screaming.
That moment when he's letting go of this, her hand. Yeah. That was like, oh my God, that was so intense.
Yeah. And then I'm like, you don't have that intense of a goodbye without actually him dying, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you guys notice how many goodbyes we had in this episode?
So
like,
many.
Like, yeah. And then they didn't happen. They're like, oop, no, we're not killing you.
Well, thank goodness. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I wasn't surprised if they would have gone through with those things because of what they did with Penny and Matt. I just feel like they're going to do anything at this because I just don't want, I didn't want Bonnie to kill the love of her life, but I wouldn't put it past them because Matt killed Penny.
This is true. And I guess maybe because I'm more invested in the Bonnie Enzo relationship, I didn't even think about the fact that Matt had killed his fiance while this was happening. Yeah. So in my mind, I'm just thinking, man, Bonnie can't do this. Like, they can't let her lead her down this road, especially because, you know, we had Damon who was so close to ending her thing that I thought that he was going to die. And then right afterwards, Bonnie was going to be free of the Huntress thing and be laying there with her dead boyfriend.
That's what I thought they were going with that. I was like, no, she's going to kill him. I can't. Yeah. I literally had to close my eyes for a second.
Yeah, because the back and forth and Damon's lighter wasn't starting.
Mm-hmm.
That was very intense.
And speaking of Damon, let's talk about this whole Tomb Raider thing. So him and Stefan go into the house after the babies siphon it away, and they look everywhere. They can't find the tomb or the body of whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah, Eternal.
The Eternal.
Everlasting?
Everlasting, yes. It was two words that didn't really make sense together, but it works.
Final Everlasting.
Final Everlasting. Yes. Yeah. So he has to find the Everlasting body, and he can't find it. They can't find it anywhere. They're like, look, we got to look in the vault, which is still open, by the way. And all these bodies are just on the ground, dead. And
I am so confused at what this is.
I am too. I was going to save this for later, but we're going to go into a little bit of my Julie Facts blog experience here. So they actually had two scenes that they shot with the girl who plays Alex, Musam. I always mess up her name. Makar. So she booked a pilot. So they had to have scripts ready early so that she could leave to go do that. So she shot two scenes for the finale early on that would like explain, I think, a little bit more. But due to time constraints, both scenes ended up getting cut. So now it's kind of an open-ended thing where Alex could be alive or she could be dead. And I think that maybe if those scenes had made it into the cut, it would have explained a little bit of... You would have talked to someone who was alive in there still to see what was going on or to have seen clips of what happened to make all of those bodies be dead how they were.
They should release those because I can't go this whole summer.
Maybe it'll be on the DVD extras.
Yeah.
You never know. But... maybe it won't, and they're just going to leave it open-ended so that they can bring Alex back if they need to.
Yeah. So, I feel like she's still around.
I could see her being around still. She's resourceful.
She's the leader of the armory, too. Is that just going to go away? Because the armory started this whole thing with the vault, so it can't go away.
No, it can't. But, so, I want, like, the Damon and Stefan talk before Damon takes off and is like, I got to do this on my own. He tells Stefan to let him go, which is something that has been an overlapping theme this season ever since they were in the stone, about how Stefan can't let Damon go and how he's constantly going back for Damon, trying to save Damon. And Damon's like, look, bro, I heard what you said earlier, because they had a couple heart-to-hearts tonight. Like, first it was, you know, Stefan angry still because Damon decided to dagger himself instead of help Stefan run away from Reyna. And then this conversation where Damon's like, you have to let me succeed or fail on my own. And you have to give me the opportunity to try.
Which is true. Well, makes us a little scared, though, because Damon does need a lot of help.
The Damon
sometimes.
Way is always not right sometimes.
Yeah.
He always gets in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, he gets results. I'll give him that. But the way he goes about to get those results is a little suspect sometimes, yeah. We'll say. But, yeah, so do you guys think that this is Damon finally, like, manning up and accepting the responsibility?
Yes, but it's like when that happens with characters, something goes wrong. So you just knew something's going to happen to Damon because he's, you know, he's realizing these things. He's letting Stefan let him do this on his own. And then now he's going to have a whole lot of other problems.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It always happens to him, too.
Yeah.
Every time he tries to do something like that, he ends up in so much trouble.
So, moral of the story, Damon, continue being Damon. But then Stefan's in trouble.
Yeah. You know, it's one or the other. Mm-hmm. So, by releasing Stefan to go back, I mean, Damon even says, you have a girl outside waiting for you right now because Caroline did not go inside with them. Mm-hmm. And then they go outside and there's that awesome Steriline moment where they get back together and they kiss and it's amazing.
But that
first
was so cute.
Yeah, first she had to break things off with Alaric, of course. You know, she's respectful like that.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
It was good.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I've been all over the place. I'm huge Stellina fan, by the way, and I still will never let that go forever. But I have gotten into the Steriline thing, and I feel like I knew they were going to get back together by the end of the season, and it was nice to see.
It was. I like those two together right now.
Caroline was just hurt.
Yeah.
He left the way that he did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now he's back, and now she understands what he went through, so
she's
ready. She's ready to reconnect with him.
So we've got stepdad Stefan.
I was happy for that, by the way. Yeah, that was a cool moment.
Yeah, that was a really cool moment.
Stepdad Stefan.
I mean, he's going to be stepdad now. You know, it's cute. They can have the kids on the weekends and play house, and it'll be fun. Hopefully, you know, vampires won't be around or anything.
Yeah.
Besides
they are
those
vampires.
Two.
Yeah, besides them. Though, because it looks like he's in love with Caroline.
I do feel bad
is
for him.
Right? I mean, he is.
I'm confused, but he's such a good guy that he always sacrifices himself, you know, and so I'm not sure.
I think he is in love with her, but he realizes, like, what it actually is, and she's not in love with him, and I think that I have hope that Alaric will find another love, you know, that he'll fall in love again, because when they just took him and Joe away from us, that just was so upsetting.
That is
heart-wrenching.
And I just can't get into, like, I can't see chemistry between Alaric and Caroline. Like, I couldn't, you know?
I think that Alaric was in love with the idea of Caroline.
Mm.
You know, you're watching someone who has given birth to your children, who stayed with you to help you through the hard times, changing with the diapers, who loves your girls as much as you do, who is there for you. And you do have this sort of, you know, family life going on. And he said, what we've had are moments where we were so in sync and so on the same page about the girls and everything, and I thought those moments could lead into something more. And then he realizes, you know, that it's never going to really be more than just those moments.
Yeah.
So I think that it was
he's
the
in
idea.
Love with the, I was going to say he's in love with the idea. Mm-hmm. And Caroline came and replaced Joe, you know, when she died, and carry the babies too. So that was instantly for him, instant gratification. So now he's like, okay. But it's just the idea. I hope they find someone really cute for him.
Yeah.
I do, too.
He deserves happiness.
He deserves happiness because all of his girlfriends die or leave him for Stefan.
That's pretty
accurate.
Yeah.
So Damon goes inside this vault. And, I mean, I have all caps in my notes over here that Damon goes into the vault. And he closes the door behind him. And all I could think was,
why?
Didn't we just have a whole thing where Bonnie had to come and open the vault so that, you know, because the armory couldn't even get into it for
I missed that part. Did years? He close the door or just close it?
He pushed it closed.
Oh, okay.
And then Enzo closed it later,
yeah, and then
too.
Enzo closed it, too. And I was like, what are you two idiots doing?
I know.
I literally wrote down idiots.
What
are you doing?
Yeah. Like, what is their reasoning? Do they think that it's only going to come out if you're trapped in there with it? Or but that's
I
not
don't
how
know.
It happened before.
It's not, but I felt like for Damon, it was to make sure Stefan didn't come in after him. Because he had just said, you know, right. Stefan to go
and
away.
Enzo, because he didn't want Bonnie to go in. Caroline and yeah. Stefan.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
But come on.
But come on, guys. Get in there, do what you got to do, and get out. You know, don't lock yourself inside. Because you've heard the stories. And Enzo went and saw, what was her name again? V?
Yeah, V. Oh, my gosh. Virginia.
Virginia. So he went and saw her. So Enzo and Damon know what they're going against. Mm-hmm. I don't think we know because they just alluded to
right.
things. They never told us, the audience. But Damon and Enzo know what's in there. Wait. So maybe is that why they're closing the door or...
Wait, does what? Damon know? Because Enzo asked her, what is this whole thing? And then supposedly she told him. And then when Damon was on the phone with Enzo, he's like, do I want to know? And Enzo said, well, is this going to change your mind about going in there or not? And he's like, no, I'm going in no matter what. And he's like, then you don't want to know. So I think he just told him there was a coffin and we have to just destroy whatever's in that coffin. But what is it? You know, I don't know if he actually told Damon. And why didn't Enzo share this information?
It's the suspense.
They want us to.
Suspense.
Yeah.
And people in the chat are saying that since Lily undid the spell that bound it shut, that then you just needed the handprint to get in and out from an armory member.
But not any hand, right?
Yeah,
because
just,
it had to be
from the armory. So.
So Enzo, wait, who let Damon in?
It was already open.
That's right.
Yeah, and then Enzo let himself in. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, Damon saves the day. He finds the body. He burns it. It's like, yay. Mm. He texts Stefan, I'm on my way out. Have some bourbon ready. I'm like, that's my boy. Let's do shots. And then he calls Bonnie and he's like, hey, girl. Hey, bestie. Aww. All's forgiven now because I saved your life.
Yeah. And she does forgive
him. And she's like, okay, you're forgiven. I'm making out with my boo right now, so call you later.
Yeah.
But before they hang up, there it is. Elena's voice in the vault.
I was like screaming at the TV when I was watching it.
Elena's voice, Damon, help me. It's the same thing we saw with Alex's sister.
You know what? And that's what I was wondering too, because it was a woman's voice when we first found out what this entity or whatever is in there. It was a woman's voice for their grandfather. And I thought, is it the same woman's voice? But no, it's altered to whoever is in there.
But all it's ever been is a woman's voice so far.
Mm.
So.
That's true.
I don't know if that's anything. I had nowhere else to go with that statement, just pointing out that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Of the only times we've heard the voice, it's been a woman's voice.
I
thought it was going to be Elena there. I was
really excited.
Oh, my God. Are they bringing her back? I was like, yes.
I was
even
so
if
excited.
She's evil, it's okay.
I'll take an evil Elena.
Right? I know. I miss her.
Me, too. I was excited for that, too. And then when they showed the little montage of her and Damon.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, oh, I forgot about that moment. Oh, that moment. It was so nostalgic.
Yeah.
And Delana Hart in me was like, oh, yay. I miss them together.
Yeah.
But Damon... you're going crazy. Get the heck out of that vault. Like, you know, Bonnie hears it, and so they all rush there, which everyone got everywhere really fast. Like, Alaric and the girls got to the armory from Texas really fast. Just
Did
throwing that out
fly?
There.
Did they
fly? Yeah.
Yeah?
Probably,
okay.
But they were there, like, same day within hours, so
yeah.
It was like, must have been racking up those sky miles,
yeah.
You know? You get a last-minute flight like that for three people. So the whole team kind of comes back together because they're trying to get Damon out. They can't get into the vault. They know that he's been hearing Elena's voice. So while everyone's hanging out in the kitchen together, Enzo takes it upon himself to just go right on in because he didn't feel like tossing a coin to see who got the honor of coming in after Damon.
Mm-hmm.
And Damon is already consumed by whatever this shadowy thing is going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling Enzo, you know, yeah, you think everything's fine, but like you think you're scared now, but then you grow to love it.
Yeah.
And all mysterious. And then the Freddy Krueger hands come out of nowhere and like I screamed at my television. I was like, what was that? It was like three fingers and
this is a new creature that we've never seen on Vampire Diaries.
And I was convinced that there was not an actual figure, like an actual thing inside this vault. I thought it was more like a mm-hmm. eerie spirit type right. of thing that maybe like the black smoke comes right. inside of you and yeah. like, oh, I'm evil now type of thing, yeah. type of possession. I didn't realize it was actually going to be a real...
But, yeah, so it's a real thing that can go into multiple people at the yeah. same time.
Yeah.
Who is that Tush, right?
Yeah.
That yeah, turns that... them into evil.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've got the... I mean, at least Enzo and Damon are back together. They're getting along. They're having bro time. They're hanging out like it's all times. But they're just stacking up a ton of dead bodies.
Speaking of hanging out, they're hanging them all upside down. They're
hanging them all upside down.
That was a lot, I thought. I was yeah. like... I think that was a good episode for next season.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't need to go that far into the future. I was like...
Oh, as far as like when they were describing yeah, like, what was yeah. happening with them?
Well, yeah, like that yeah. part I think would have been a great beginning for next season.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
like...
I thought that taking Enzo was good. I thought that was the end of the episode.
Me too. I thought that was it. Like, I was like, perfect.
Yeah,
because
they also kept it on black for like a couple extra seconds before the commercial started again. Yeah. I was like... Was that how it ended? Oh, like that would have been amazing.
I thought it was perfect, right?
Yeah.
And then they go into this whole little story, and yeah. I was like,
We got our favorite Dear Elena letters.
I was just going to tell you, that's what I loved about, you know, it was a little long, like you were mentioning, like it should be next season, but we started the season with Dear Elena. This is what's happening. We ended it with Dear Elena. This is what's right. happening.
Yep.
That was cool.
It was cool. And we caught up, and I mean, they were in there for weeks trying to get this door open before Alaric was able to crack the security code, and when they went inside, the whole thing was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was nothing in there. It looked like just nothingness. Yeah. There was light in there. Right. You could actually see.
Yeah.
Like, there was a new, like, an exit, right?
Yeah,
like,
it was just, there's no way to tell how they got out of this house because, you know, they've been sitting in the house for days trying to do it. Bonnie never got her magic back.
Yeah, I know.
After the whole thing, so she couldn't do a locator spell on them or anything. Matt finally, you know, grows some cojones and leaves town for good this time. And it's 3 months before they hear the first rumor about the string of missing persons on the West Coast, which made me excited. I'm like, are they bringing Vampire Diaries to LA?
Right,
that would be awesome. Because I was like, the West Coast, it's like, oh, we could shoot in like a new location besides, you know, Mystic Falls for a season. That would be fun.
So, is the monster in them, or was it just...
Yeah, that's what's confusing.
Right.
Because, like, it's as if there's no exit from the vault, it's as if that they can move through things like a ghost.
Right.
So maybe they're like whatever that is that attacked them.
Yeah, so one of the theories in the chat from Nicholas Kelly, hey Nicholas, says that he thinks it's a fury that was inside the vault because furies invoke madness and insanity, stripping away sympathy and compassion.
What is it?
A fury.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's been on Once Upon a Time before, mythical creature type of thing. So that's pretty good.
That's a good theory.
Yeah, pretty good theory there, Nicholas. But, you know, the most surprising thing is just when we see them, Damon and Enzo, at the end of the episode, they're in that hangar with all these hanging dead bodies, which, according to Julie's blog, Standards and Practices said that they had to be careful about how many bodies they put in that warehouse because apparently...
Collapse?
Well, no, because... of standard, like, because of what you can show on television.
Oh, wow.
So they said because apparently under 100 is acceptable, but over 100 is too much. So they had to be careful about how many dead bodies they hung in there because of that.
Wow.
So there's your fun fact
so
about
they
that
hung
scene.
Under 100.
Yeah.
60, I think.
Yeah.
But still a lot. So
I wonder, do you guys think that Steriline is still moving forward or Stefan's just too upset about what's going on?
I think that it's still going to be moving forward.
Yeah.
Totally.
Even with that, I think that it'll be hard because, you know, those two are back together. Bonnie's now lost her best friend and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of, you know, dealing with that with her.
Right.
And then you got Alaric there who's, you know, Caroline, I'll be there for you. But, you know, it's kind of weird.
Situation. She'll be there in the kids' lives too, still.
Yeah. Especially because, I mean, they went 3 months without hearing anything about them. So I'm sure they were trying to find leads and stuff, but they were mostly at home.
Yeah.
During that time. And okay. Man, that was such a crazy episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really crazy. And it was also two people on staff's last episode of Vampire Diaries. So we didn't lose any main characters at the end of the season, but Brian Young, who has been a writer on Vampire Diaries since season one, is not coming back next year.
What?
He wrote tonight's episode, and this was his last episode. And also Caroline Dries, the executive producer, who's like the co-showrunner with Julie, she's not coming back next season. So they're both leaving. They're both like best friends apparently too.
What?
It's not for bad things. They both other like I think Brian just kind of wants to see what else is out there to do. Caroline and Julie sold a pilot to Fox.
Cool.
I haven't heard if it got picked up for series. In Julie's blog, she actually says that she's like, as I'm writing this, Caroline's waiting to hear the fate of her new show. So I don't know if they've announced it or anything. I couldn't find anything online about it. But yeah, so
that's exciting.
We didn't lose any cast members, but we lost some, you know, staffers.
And that's going to change the show too, you know, every time you bring a new writer. Just change the energy of the show.
Yeah.
Hopefully for good, though. Something better.
Something good.
I'm excited for. They always bring out stuff that I never expect, or you know. So I'm excited for next season.
Yeah, I think next season's gonna be great. Season 8, right? This was season 7.
Yeah, okay. And it's still up in the air, right? If it's the last.
If it's the last season or not, but both Ian and Kat are both not coming back after season 8, so makes you wonder how the show goes on.
Yeah, I'm just going to be binge watching it on Netflix all the time.
Seriously. So before we get into predictions, Ruby, I wanted to talk to you about your makeup academy.
Yes.
And what can you tell us about it?
Well, we teach makeup for Hollywood, everything from beauty to special effects, character, hair. Everything that someone needs, you know, to be able to work in Hollywood. We have 4 locations. Upland, Temple City, West Covina.
Did you say Upland?
Yes.
I'm from Upland.
Hey.
What? That's crazy. And that's crazy because I'm now thinking, I'm like, I've seen billboards for it in Upland, but I didn't put together that it's the same Ruby's as over there. Okay, sorry. I just got way too excited about that.
We have billboards all
Nothing
over.
Nothing happens exciting in Upland, so.
It's true. Very true. Yeah, we also have a location here in North Hollywood, and also 4 locations, and the website is rubymakeupacademy.com.
Okay, so, when you're, for your class and stuff, like someone like me who knows zero about makeup,
yes,
am I the kind of person you're attracting here, or just do like TV sort of?
Whether you just want to learn to do your own makeup, or you want to take it to another level and you know, be in Hollywood and work in the movie sets, TV shows, photo shoots. This is perfect. We have different levels, and you know, and so they're short courses, and you can be done. If you just want to do beauty, you can be done in 3 months. If you want to do everything, about 8 months.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
You can do a course that teaches you all of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
awesome. The whole program will teach you everything, or you can just pick whatever you want to do. Like, I only do makeup and hair. You know, but we do have a complete course with special effects and all the fun stuff.
That's cool.
And being in this industry, how does it change the way you watch television? Like, because as a makeup person and a hair person, you have to be looking sometimes like, oh, they made her look crazy.
I was like, yeah, that makeup? No, right? It's different, you know, to see TV shows and fashion shows and all the stuff, movies, you know. I can tell when they do a bad makeup. I can tell where they had a small budget for makeup, you know, and so I criticize everything.
It's cool, though, to watch
it's fun.
Like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun, because it's funny, because since I started doing AfterBuzz shows, the way I watch TV shows has changed, and sometimes I have to turn my brain off, like, okay, no, you're not thinking of topics, you're not thinking of how you're going to analyze this, just enjoy watching the show.
You forget to enjoy the shows. Yeah, you're criticizing everything, the makeup, the hair, the everything, you know, so takes away from that innocence, you know, of just watching the show.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had fun. We had a lot of fun with you.
Thank
yeah.
you. I love it. I mean, this is fun. It's something that, you know, one of my favorite shows for sure, you know, yes. so it was fun to be here with you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming.
We'll have to get you back in next season, too.
Yes. Let's yeah. talk about makeup next time.
Yeah. So I guess we should get into our predictions for next season.
Right. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. I don't even know where to start. What I'm going to say is this is probably really weird, but everyone knows I have that sick, twisted mind. I actually love that Damon and Enzo are being bad together. Yeah. I'm just going to say it. I think it's great. It's kind of how we met them before, yeah. and it's Damon being Damon, and it's mm-hmm. Enzo being Enzo, and I love the people that they are with their respective girlfriends, mm-hmm. but there's nothing like the bond of two guys who just like to kill, you know?
Yeah, it reminds me. Yeah.
It's so wrong to say, but that's just how I feel right now.
It's like they have no humanity. I think it's yeah. different than that, but it seems like that, the Damon and the Enzo with no humanity.
I'm a romantic. I want to see Enzo with Bonnie again. I want to see those, you know, those two together, so
it'll happen. I have faith.
Yeah,
yeah. They'll be able to fix whatever is wrong, but for a while, it's gonna be fun seeing yeah. you know them being the bad guys, because then you don't have to worry about Damon messing up the plot or the plans to save people. You know,
you guys. Katie. Okay, so I was thinking season 8. If it's the last one and it's, you know, Kat Graham's last season, it would be perfect for the ending, because then Elena would wake up if she dies or whatever. Maybe she won't die. I don't know. But do you think that maybe now that Bonnie has become the Huntress, now she doesn't have magic and all these things have been changing, that her life is not exactly linked to Elena in the same way anymore?
Maybe, because didn't she technically die? No, she was dying, and then they gave her Reyna's life.
Right. But so it's not her life anymore, right?
Mm.
Right.
Nice little loophole you found there, Katie.
Yeah.
Look at you. You I just like want that. Elena back so bad.
Well, what I think, they're going to bring the twins to be a big part of, if this is going to be last season, I think that will be so perfect to yeah. bring those twins, you know, maybe change Enzo and Damon's, you know, evilness into going back to being the
so the twins are gonna change them back.
Once they find them, they're gonna use the twins to maybe connect with them again and ooh. Try to, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know, I would like to see the twins though. That
yeah.
was
yeah
they're so cute mm-hmm. and creepy at the same time.
Yes.
Right?
They're powerful,
so I think it would be cool to see them in the show, you know. Yeah. doing some magic and some fun stuff.
I like that. Yeah, I think I like they'll definitely too. Use that more.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I don't have anything else to predict. Mm. You guys have anything else?
No. I'm just so excited.
The monster.
Yeah. Oh, the monster.
For sure is a female.
Yeah, because of all the voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone in the chat said that it's Kai inside there. I wouldn't mind Kai coming back. Right?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Kai was such a great evil villain yeah. that I wouldn't mind him coming back in.
Sadly, I was sad when they kill him.
Yeah, sadly, Containment's not coming back for a season 2, so... Chris Woods would be free to come back for this, you know.
Cool. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. You know, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this whole season with us. We've had such a great time reviewing the shows, talking to you guys in our chat role and on Twitter and Instagram and all those fabulous places that you guys love to talk to us. And don't stop just because the show's over. Mm-hmm. Hit us up over the summer. You know, I don't do anything. Just sit on my couch and watch old TV shows.
Watch reruns of Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, so yeah. just tweet us. Talk to us. Where can they find you guys on social media, Katie?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog.
You can find me at Twitter at Beauty by Ruby. Yes. Beauty by Ruby. Instagram, makeup by _Ruby. Mm. And then Facebook, Ruby Polanco.
Beautiful. And make sure you guys check out all the shows that AfterBuzz does here. Katie and I do the Containment After Show and the Originals, which we're doing our show tomorrow with the special guest. Still not going to tell you who it is, though. and make sure you follow AfterBuzz on social media at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson. It's been such a fun season. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you soon.
Yay.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.